This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America moving along. And I'm talking about the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. I'm talking about the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, delivering our mail and our packages to wherever they need to go. I'm also talking about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, if you can't get the show anywhere else, you can get it right there, because the stream that's on that site right now is the same stream that goes to the satellite and then goes out around the world. So there you go. So you can get it over there, or you can listen on your favorite station. Or if your favorite station isn't carrying the show, call them up and say, hey, man, the captain's on at night. You need to get him on the air with you. So let's go to the phone line, and we've got our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the line from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He is the chairman. And good morning, Colonel Wright.
Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, sir. All righty. Thank you, guys and gals. All right, 57 degrees, so they're not going to stand out there and wave too long, you know?
Yeah, no waiting.
Yeah, all right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, as we do every time we say that, and that is under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, since you and I talked, we've had a weather balloon come all the way across country, fly over most of our important missile installations, which had to be by accident, right? And then the thing got shot down about 6 miles off the coast of South Carolina, pretty much in a straight line east of Myrtle Beach. Now, the message I think that China sent to us is clear. You can't stop us, meaning us, the United States.
Yeah, I agree. And there's really three things here. One is what we know, which is not enough. What we think we know, which is pretty frightening, and what we want to know. And the fact that it's so hard to determine what it is what we want to know, that is equally frightening. We know that this thing was detected by NORAD and radar in the Aleutian Islands. We've confirmed that. We know the flight path that it's taken, and we know that it was destroyed after crossing the continent of the United States here in North America. That we know. And we're also learning that what was put out was not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And there's a number of things right there that are a little bit disturbing. One, we were led to believe, or it was suggested, that we had a handle and that it was not being able to garner any security information and feed it back to the Chinese. But that was kind of waffled yesterday when they says, well, it was outside our spectrum, but we were given warning to those sensitive sites on the ground, which tells me that what was suggested somehow we're blocking its intelligence gathering was not true. That was suggested, and that was not true at all. And the fact, and another untruth, which is that, oh, well, this happens all the time, which drives the questions about what we want to know, was this thing from start to finish politically driven and not national security driven, because of the fact that this balloon collected intelligence data, and it was controlled because the flight path was obviously controlled, and it could have, should have been shot down early. And we have a president that issued nebulous orders about, I'd like to have it shot down, but it was so nebulous to the point they gave an out for the Department of Defense to shoot it down when it pleased. And that begs more question than it is. So something that clearly the administration wanted to be very quiet about and go unknown, and would have gone unknown until somebody, a private citizen, identified it over the skies of Montana, we may have never known. This is all pretty disturbing on many levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the best thing about it is when you deal with something like this. Now, first of all, I have to question, and I know you did too, how did that thing ever get past the Aleutian Islands? How could we not have taken it down before it managed to come all the way across America?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of being downed, it's strewn over 7 miles of the Atlantic Ocean in the salt water, and having made its trip and probably accomplished its mission, which may have been just to let us know, as you said at the top.
Yep. Okay.
You can't stop us.
Hold that thought, sir. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Nissan dealerships. They've got several of them, one up in Crystal River, the full-service flagship store up in Newport Richey at 1954, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new, beautiful, gorgeous, I mean, eat-off-the-floor type of showroom there in Brooksville at State Route 50, just east of the Sunset, Suncoast Parkway, just east of that, maybe 100 yards or on the right side of the road. Now, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com is a website you can go and check out, but I want you to know that they are the original home of the You Serve, You Save program, where if you have served in the military, currently active, or you've been a veteran, or you've been a first responder, or are a first responder, that's firefighter, police, EMS, or, get this, you've been a church pastor, or are a church pastor, you get offered a tremendous deal on a vehicle. Now, that's the Moss You Serve, You Save. They also have the Moss Care program, which is where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's back with us, and good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Look forward to seeing you. I guess you're going to come visit us Thursday, you said, right?
Yeah, it's. I think I've only been once before up there at Mission Barbecue on a Thursday, and this one will work out, so I'm delighted to be able to have the opportunity to join you and the folks and the special guest that will be there on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to making my acquaintance again with him. He and I go back a ways. So that's Kevin Jackson, former CNN and then Fox News. And, of course, now he's got his own production company. All right, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line. Let me find out what's going on here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Captain. I'm just wondering, if you want to save intelligence and see what was under that balloon, why do you shoot a Sidewinder missile to blow it up?
You're stuck on that Sidewinder missile, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. And the second thing is, if you're going to try that cannon out to shoot the holes in the balloon to let it slowly descend, don't you shoot a few rounds through it and see if it starts descending, and shoot a few more, and rather than immediately go to a Sidewinder missile? Or was that two separate missions where they tried one and gave up, then they sent a plane back to the other?
All right.
And my last thought on the balloon is it possible that China sent word over to Biden, we want that thing destroyed?
All right. We'll find out. Thanks. All right. Now, he's been talking about the balloon a couple times during the course of the night there. He called earlier and talked about that. Why do we fire a Sidewinder missile at the balloon? Why didn't we just shoot at it with the cannons on the plane? So, why didn't we?
Well, I'm not an expert on this, but destroying it, that was not a hard part. That was easy. It could have been done over the Aleutian Islands. It could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Why it wasn't, we don't know. It seems to me that the Sidewinder, although it is an expensive missile, the fact that I don't think that collecting the information to determine what that balloon did and did not collect, and that was not our primary objective. Mm-hmm. Should it have been? Maybe so. Could it have been if it had been taken down earlier? Possibly so. But the primary mission was to simply destroy it to make good on President Biden, who says that he had given his direction, as however nebulous it might have been, to take it down. Not saying exactly when or where, but it happened. Mm-hmm. That was the primary objective. Now, the last comment that he made about, I don't know. I doubt it. I'm not going to go there. We have no basis for believing that. Hey, what this administration has done, not necessarily in collusion, but to give way to the Chinese, because they are between a rock and a hard place with regard to the Chinese, is bad enough without having to invent the possibility that it goes beyond that.
Well, now, as a communications person and a radio person, I'm going to throw this out there because I don't hear anybody talking about it. You are aware, as I am aware, that we might have tapped into what it was that they were trying to pick up or get and might have been monitoring their big old balloon. What they were transmitting back to China. We might have been totally aware of what they were doing.
That may well be, and that it may have been. I mean, I hope that in the end that this was an intelligence addition to us. It's hard to imagine that it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that we did that. We collected the information about their capabilities and all that, and that there was some rhyme or reason. But I'll tell you what's coming out and the untruths that are coming out about this don't give much they don't make me feel positive that anything good and on the end that we'll gain more than we lost in all this. It's just hard to see that. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll just wait and see.
Well, Colonel, when you're dealing with the media and you're dealing with the press, and most of them have no clue as to what goes on in the real world, and as I said, one of the things that we are able to do that I know I am able to do is I can monitor almost any frequency, almost anywhere, for whatever reason I want it to be, because I am an amateur radio operator.
Yeah, Captain, that's always been true of the media, but what has come to the forefront in recent years is that our government is both plays the media and is played by the media,
mm-hmm.
By choice, and that for any American, and most Americans, if you're true to our foundational roots, you have a very healthy suspicion and mistrust of government, as we should. because it's a part of our American psyche, which we should never give up. And to me, that is bothersome and worrisome and something that we need to continue to be watchdogs, not just on the media, but on our government as well. It's our job. It's our role in a government of, by, and for the people.
Yep. Now, the other thing is that you're getting ready to take a trip up to Tallahassee here shortly, correct?
That's right. 14th and 15th of March will be lobby days. And we'll already have two special sessions, one ongoing right now behind us, and lots of committee meetings. So a lot of the work will be well on its way by the time we get there to meet with our legislatures in March.
Mm. Okay. And I know that you always have a full report on that. And I always look forward to seeing that because I can't go, but I can certainly have someone call in if you want, and you can tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, well, fine. Of course, I'll be up there for at least one of our Tuesdays, or for our Tuesday morning one. I'll be actually on the road. I've done that before. We'll get that done. But, yeah, the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, we've got two folks that's what their job is to monitor in Tallahassee, and they do a great job of that, especially when a session gets underway, so that we can be alert and immediately plug in on what bills and legislation we want to support and what we want to see die a timely death. And then this is one of the times where from all over the state, the memberships include many here from Manatee County will be there and making our voices heard and influencing what comes out in our state government.
Mm. Well, that's a good thing, and you do a good service doing that, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it, and I do it as part of the team, and that's the good thing. No one person can get her done.
All right, and here's what I'm going to finish with. The United States has 11 of the 50 most dangerous cities in the world. What do they all have in common?
Let me guess, and my second two guesses don't count, but my first guess is they all have mayors and city council that are controlled by the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. The 11 of the 50th most dangerous cities in the world in the United States are all run by Democrats. How's that working out for you, folks?
Yeah. We've got third world nation-like things going on in those 11 cities here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that with not a single ounce of pride. I'm embarrassed. We were embarrassed by the balloon that flew across the United States of America, and I'm embarrassed as an American by this.
Well, if we could have hit it with a long gun, some of us would have taken the balloon out.
Oh, yeah. If any number of us had had the range, would have done it. I'm sure that fellow in Montana would have gladly have taken it down if they'd been able to. But at least he gave us a report that otherwise would have gone unreported, and that got it started.
That's correct. All right. Well, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you on Thursday, so have yourself a great day, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Back at you, Captain. You have a wonderful day until we meet and see one another again.
Yes, sir. All right. That's our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and also a host of Military Matters. Check it out. Google it. Military Matters. Find out who and what they are. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Middle East on Monday was followed by a 7.5 a couple of hours later, causing massive damage and destruction across Turkey and parts of Syria and destroying thousands of homes. The death toll rose to 4,850 overnight as rescuers continued to pull out survivors from the rubble. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called on President Biden to agree to compromises and spending cuts as the two remain in battle over raising the nation's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling. Speaker McCarthy.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we never know who we're going to have show up for lunch on Tuesdays. And this week we've got a bonus day Thursday with Kevin Jackson at Mission Barbecue. But we're going to have my next guest and contributor on the telephone here, Thomas Parker, there. He, of course, is the mortgage guy with Movement Mortgage. And good morning to you there, Thomas.
Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. It's been a busy week. A lot of things going on here, as you well know. At least they don't have balloons that have houses in them, right?
That's right. No.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things that we'd like to ask our financial people, whether it's mortgages or whatnot, is how do you see the economy right now? How is the economy going?
Well, unfortunately, the economy is not doing very well. I think we had a bit of a false optimism from the jobs number that the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the other day, saying we created more than 500,000 jobs in January.
Right.
But it's not a very accurate number. What we do know is that about 64% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That data was just released. And more than half of all six-figure earners are also living paycheck to paycheck. The only reason for that would be credit card debt. We have record credit card debt, and Americans are burning through what little savings they have left. My best guess is that we'll be officially in recession by Q2 or Q3 of this year, third quarter of this year, but we are already seeing a lot of layoffs, and not just in the tech sector anymore.
Well, I've been noticing that, and I've been hearing that, and nobody's really talking about it because they keep talking about how good things are and this, that, and the other. And I get it. People want to, you know, float it up a little bit. They don't want to be doom and gloom. But you've also got to be a realist here.
That's right. You've got to be a realist. I mean, the data is what it is, right? You can't sugarcoat it. I mean, there is some good news that we will get relief from the rapidly rising prices that we've had. It takes some time for inflation to filter through the economy, but we will get there. The jobs number, it's not that it's a, say, conspiracy theory. It's just that they made a lot of seasonal adjustments and adjustments for population control in January, first month of the year. And I don't think it's very accurate. You know, if you took out those population controls, you'd only have 84,000 instead of the 500,000 that they showed. So I don't think it's very accurate.
Well, the one thing that I can tell you that I watch like a hawk is the price of oil and the price of gasoline, because that's what everything, our entire financial system seems to be based on the price of a gallon of gasoline. Does that sound fair?
It's a very important. Obviously, energy prices are very important, yes, and you should see those come down, continue to come down as we've had a recession.
And here's what I've noticed. Right now, the price of gasoline, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refineries, with the tax added in at the refinery, is down 28 cents a gallon from where it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's useful for people. Obviously, it's a nice relief to have some gas prices come down. I don't know if you've been tracking natural gas at all. I mean, that's down a lot. I mean, from over $6.50 at one point, and now it's under $2.50, so that's great.
$2.46 today.
Yep,
and it is down again. You are right. Crude is down. Gas is down. Heating oil has gone up a little bit. Gold is up a little bit. And silver is down a little bit. And copper is down a little bit. But that's, what we call our commodities, our standard commodities that we watch all the time. Because it kind of gives you, it's a fair assumption that you take a look at that, you can see what your economy is going to do.
Right. I mean, in a recessionary environment, you'd expect certainly energy prices to come down. And if people lose their jobs, they don't drive to work as much, they don't travel as much, they don't have as much spending money. And so typically you see broad-based commodities come down in a recession.
Now, I have a lot of people asking me this question, and I don't know how to answer them, so I tell them they have to talk to somebody like yourself. People want to know, is this the time to buy, or should they just continue to rent?
That's a great question, and it depends on people's goals. So I would say, for sure, if they only want to live in a certain property or a certain place for a year or two at the most, and they're certain about that, then they should rent. Any longer than that, though, they really should consider buy. Or longer than really 3 years, they should definitely buy if they're sure they're going to live there for that long. So I actually think people are a little off base if they think that 2023 will be a bad year to purchase. I think it's actually going to be a great year to purchase, because 2023 is going to be the first year since 2009 that we've seen home prices decline. Obviously, if you could have bought in 2009, you would have liked to. We've already seen home prices come down about 4%, and they'll continue to move downward due to economic conditions. Sellers are no longer getting 50 offers on a house, and that's great for buyers. So you can actually compete for the home that you want to buy. Prices that are coming down for at the asking price, even a little bit below asking in some cases. Whereas, you know, in 2021, for example, you were paying $100,000 over asking for a house, and that's not happening now. I really want to encourage people, though, to think like smart investors and think for the long term. Homeownership is very important. Not only is it freedom, but it's economic freedom too. Here are some quick stats that may surprise people. First, more than 70% of homeowners are 45 or older, while more than a third of renters are younger than 35.
Mm-hmm.
The median household income for a homeowner is $86,000 compared to just $42,000 for renters. And homeowners have an average net worth of $225,000 compared to just $6,300 for renters. There's a reason for this, Captain. As a society, we're becoming more polarized financially between people who have wealth and own their home and people who don't.
Mm. Now, I've had people sending me emails, knocking on my door, sending letters. oh, well, we're prepared to make an offer for your home, and oh, how would you like to this, and how would you like to that? I said, what I do is I look at him and go, get out of here. Go on. See you. Goodbye. What the heck is going on here?
Well, I mean, properties are in high demand. People don't want to rent. And so there's a dollar to be made by buying and flipping houses. I mean, renters are spending more than 30% of their income on rent, which is the highest in 20 years. Mortgage affordability is bad right now due to rates, but if you're looking at the financial equation over a longer time horizon, having a fixed mortgage compared to paying rising rents, I mean, rents have gone up historically by 3.5% per year, more in recent years, but if you take the average 3.5% per year, if you buy a home and sell it after 10 years and compare that to renting the exact same house, a safe assumption is that on average, you'd net between $200,000 and $300,000 gained by owning that property instead of renting. So it's a big deal to own your own home instead of renting. So, and none of that even assumes a refinance with these high rates. But, of course, you should assume that. You will refinance when rates come down, and you'll save hundreds of dollars a month on your payment.
Okay, so we've got about a minute and a half here. I want to ask you, this is my final question. Where are the interest rates headed this year? Do you know? You have any idea?
It's a great question. So I did predict the high mortgage rates of last year. Nobody I know predicted them in the way that I did, just to brag a little bit. But it's going to be volatile, which I've said before. We've already seen that. There's going to be a lot of volatility in rates this year. So rates peaked at 7.25% late last year, and they dipped actually below 6% last week, but only for a single day. They've now bounced back closer to 6.5%. So we've already had a lot of volatility just in the first part of this year alone. So expect to keep seeing that. Expect to keep having a lot of volatility in the bond market. Generally, I think the trend will be for rates to decline as the year progresses, but that prediction is based on an assumption the Federal Reserve will reverse its economic policy, beginning cutting rates as well as buying bonds and mortgage-backed securities. And that, of course, is based on an assumption that we'll be in recession by mid to Q3 of this year, which we talked about earlier.
Okay. Now, you're, of course, a loan officer, and you are with a company called Movement Mortgage. How do we get a hold of them, and how do we get a hold of you?
Sure. If you guys have questions, just give me a call. My cell is 727-424-2619, and my website is parkerhomemortgage.com. You can ask any questions you want.
All right, that works for me. parkerhomemortgage.com, and the phone number 727-424-2619. Thomas, I appreciate your answering the questions. Those are some interesting questions. I'm sure some people got a lot out of that.
Thanks, Captain. It's always great to be with you.
All right, take care. Thank you very much. All right, and that's Thomas Parker. And, of course, Thomas Parker is a very sharp individual, skilled individual, too, when he gets involved in this. And, you know, you like talking to people that know what they're talking about. You really do. And a lot of these people, when you talk to them, what you get is a bunch of noise sometimes. But not Thomas. He's on the ball. We appreciate that. All right. Don't go anywhere. Final segment coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday. And where are we going to be today?
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Mike Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. That's our good friend Frank Silvato, also a brother of the Bad Chicago. He was there 20 years plus. He got hurt in the job. He had to retire just like I did. So there you go. But anyway, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Remember, Dominic's is located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh. And the great thing about Dominic's is all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Now, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local area. Now, you can call them at 941-922-2345, that's 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Either way, you're going to love the experience you're going to have at Dominic's. And veterans and first responders, let me tell you, you get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Again, all you got to do is call them up. 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. That's 941-922-2345. Have them come to you or you can go to them, whatever works for you. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They are good people. Good people. Now, Saturday, I'm going to be down in Sarasota for the big old gun show at the Robarts Arena there. Two guys shows, Sarasota Gun and Knife Show down there. 200 plus tables, knives, other great treasures, new, used, antique, buy, sell, trade, ammo, accessories, parts, and, of course, free parking. You don't have to worry about paying to park there. It's free. But they always have a good crowd there. They always have good products there. They always have a good time there. And I look forward to going back and saying howdy, howdy to the Sarasota people, because that's where I cut my teeth on the radio, right there at 1280 WTMY was my first station, and then I went over to 1490 WWPR. Never looked back, kept on moving, moved on up here to Tampa, went to Brooksville, came back down to Tampa, and here I is. Now you're hearing me on whatever station you got. By the way, a special shout-out to my friends in Orlando. We've been getting some pretty good emails from the folks in Orlando. Appreciate the flowers and the kind comments, as well as Denver. It's not a night doesn't go by I don't hear from Denver, KNUS. Appreciate you folks very much up there. And, of course, Reno, we hear from Eddie and the crew out there. But getting back to Sarasota, I'll be at Robarts Arena, 3000 Ringling Boulevard, right there. That's at the fairgrounds in Sarasota. On Saturday, I'll be there from 9 to 3. And if you want, you can take the concealed carry class, sign up for it there, and get involved in that and get your permit, and there you go. Active military, you always get in free. Active law enforcement, you always get in free with your ID. And 16 and under, you always get in free. So there you go. That's the Two Guys Gun Show coming to Sarasota. And I hope you get a chance to come on over and say howdy, howdy. Because we'll shake the hand that shook the hand. How's that? Now let's talk a little bit about the bill that's out there, because a lot of people don't quite understand this, to reinstate the unvaccinated military personnel. Now, to me, this is a no-brainer. 19 GOP senators have introduced a bill to reinstate military members who were fired or demoted as a result of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Now, the legislation would restore their rank if they were demoted, compensate pay and benefit deductions from demotions, credit all impacted service members with involuntary separation time when calculating retirement pay. And that's a start. Now, the military mandate impact, its reports highlight that while the vast majority of the military complied with the mandate, thousands still faced repercussions for not complying, and over 8,400 soldiers were discharged for not receiving the shot. And while there were thousands of soldiers who applied for exemptions, only nine religious exemptions were given, and 22 medical exemptions. Wow. So if we kind of zoom out and take a picture from 6,000 feet, in addition to military members, healthcare workers throughout the nation were impacted by the vaccine mandates. About 34,000 healthcare personnel were fired because of the mandate in New York. That's New York State alone. And a record 4.4 million individuals quit their corporate jobs as Biden's attempted vaccine mandate and other local mandates swept through the workplaces. A lot of businesses got started because of this. And, of course, the president, it's now widely understood that the vaccine did not effectively prevent transmission, which even Anthony Fauci had to admit. Now, this has led the courts to rule in favor of unvaccinated personnel fired for not complying with the mandates. The New York Supreme Court reinstated unvaccinated workers in New York to their positions and back pay, citing that vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19, and that's true. Any vaccination does that. It will not guarantee that everything just stops. So we'll see how all that works out. Now, more on the balloon. The incident has escalated tensions amid the predictions that the U.S. could soon go to war with China over Taiwan. Chinese officials called the Pentagon's move an attack and an overreaction, and threatened further responses from the Chinese government. The Biden cabinet officials postponed a meeting, one of them, the Secretary of State, with President Xi in Beijing, which would have been a first for the Biden administration. Chinese spy balloons have flown in the U.S. for years, according to the Pentagon. However, we didn't know about it. I didn't know about it. I've never seen one. And we don't care why the balloon was shot down on Saturday when it entered our airspace. It floated over several states and came close to nuclear sites in Montana, but the government only took action after the public became aware of its presence through footage on social media and news reports. The Navy was then deployed to recover the debris from the balloon after it got shot down. And apparently it stretched out over 7 miles in about 47 foot of water. How hard could that be, right? Oh, yeah. How hard could that be? Pretty hard. Pretty hard. So they're out there collecting the debris now, seeing how they can make things work, and seeing what they can find out. What will they find out? I don't know. Now, I've been told some of the scuttlebutt in some of the chat rooms that what they are discovering is this was a military balloon. This was not necessarily contracting weather data, although it might have been to some small degree. It was set up and designed to collect all types of data not related to the weather. We will find out more. We will hear more. How soon, I don't know. But we'll hear more about this, and then we'll go from there and see what happens next. But unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the way, today, I hope to see you up at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters, just north of the airport, north of Hillsboro. Stop on by. We're there from 11:30 to 1:30. We'll have a good group, as we always do. And I'll also be there this week for a bonus on Thursday with Kevin Jackson from The Kevin Jackson Show, who was heard on many of these same stations. So there you go. And I look forward to seeing you on the 21st of the month over at Mugs, when I'll be the prime speaker that night, keynote speaker. And we are going to light it up. Guarantee on that one. God bless America, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.